The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to high school basketball here in the Meadowlark League. The Atchison Phoenix on the road here tonight. Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here with you and for you, if I may. So here is what we got going on. His officials letting us know that we've got another foul on Hyla Park's Tatiana Broyles. We are about 6 minutes to go in the first half of the girls' game. Talking to Superintendent Nugent, delightful lady. She came over and chatted with me a little bit and said first games had running clocks, and so they just started this girls' varsity game and so did not have our normal 6 o'clock kind of a sort of a start. In fact, this thing was started before 5:30. But that said, here's where we're at. With just over 6 minutes to go in the opening half, it is an 18-8 Highland Park lead over the Lady Phoenix. And here's a shot going up by Atchison, missing. Atchison's going to rebound it down. The feed down to the baseline right is going to be lost out of bounds. And Presley Simpson trying to make a hustle after the basketball, but it's going to be knocked away by Sienna Goen-Britt for Highland Park. It'll be Atchison ball coming into their offensive end. 18-8 is your score. Lady Scott in front. Going to be Antille Snotty with the ball on the right side. It's going to be batted away. Her pass knocked free, stolen away, and up with it's going to come Highland Park. Highland Park quickly into the forecourt. 15-foot shot. It's going to be up and off the window. And I'm going to tell you what, Angelique Gowan-Britt, she has been the star of the show so far for Highland Park. I've got her already for like 8 points in the ball game. And now here's a pass by Atchison. It's going to bounce out of bounds and go off the fingertips of Holly Banks. And back to the basketball. Going to come the Lady Scott. Atchison in the traveling red with gold. Highland in the traditional home whites with red. Not a huge crowd on hand here tonight by any stretch, but it's early, obviously extremely early. Now the inbound pass stolen by Snotty. Puts up a shot, misses, puts up a shot, misses, puts up a shot. It's blocked out of bounds. So Antille getting a few shots at it. They're going to call a foul on that third one. It's going to be on Sienna Gowan-Britt. We've got, keep it straight, number 3 is Angelique Gowan-Britt. Number 20 is Sienna Gowan-Britt. Both, of course, were Highland Park. Sienna picking up her second foul and coming to the free throw line for Atchison. It'll be Antille Snotty. The shot is up and good. And by my count, Antille with a half dozen points. Back into the game for Hannah Parker. It's going to come to Asia Sanders. One more shot for Antille. It's up and rolling in. She'll get them both. 7 for Antille. It is 20-10. Hannah Park with the lead, and we're 5.5 to go in the opening half. The feed over to the baseline left from inside the block, and the shot goes up. We're going to get a foul. It'll be on Presley. So Presley Simpson picking up the personal foul for Hutchison. And we're going to get a pair of free throws for Highland Park and Janae Jones, a freshman. So Janae's going to step up there. It is on its way. Hits the back of the rim and kicks away. Janae is a 5'6" freshman for Highland Park. Highland Park, their head coach, Rob Brown. Second free throw is good. So Janae will hit one of two, making it a 21-10 lead for the Lady Scots. Down with it is going to come Presley. She'll kick one off the window, but it's no good. Rebound taken down by Atchison. They'll dump it over to the left side and trying to get her feet set quickly, but unable to do it in time. It's going to be Majai Stoves. So Stoves will turn it over for Atchison. We're down to 5:15 to go in the first half. Ball will be fed to the free throw line. Highland Park with the basketball, working around to the left side. It's going to be Tatiana Broyles. Broyles will push it out on top to Angelique Downbrit. She'll first to the right, then to the left, starts into the lane. The ball is going to be knocked away. Atchison is going to come up with it. Driving all the way down the floor. It's going to be Snotty. Feeds into the middle. The shot airborne, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Amelia Ramsey in Highland Park, up court with the basketball. We're at 4:44 to go. Now the feed underneath. The uncontested layup is going to be up and good. Janae Jones, two more for Highland Park. It is now 23-11. Scoreboard is so wrong all night. 4:24 to go. They've got a 22-11. And up court pass going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll be put in from across the way. Let's go basketball here on the Care Radio this evening, and we're going to get a timeout. See if we can circle the wagons a little bit. Joseph, we're taking a break. Down to 4:22 to go. We're in the opening half here in Topeka, Kansas, where it is the Lady Scots 22, Phoenix 11.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds have been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available as Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Here in Topeka. 4 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in the opening half of the girls' game. It is a 20. Now they're going to change the scoreboard some more. They've been adjusting that scoreboard just pretty regularly tonight. And I think this may be closer to accurate. 25-9. So we're going to go with that right now. Here we go. It's going to be Scots basketball. They'll be putting it in play from across the way. And walking it into the forecourt is going to be Angelique. She'll feed it to the free throw line. Amelia Ramsey dishes over to the right side. Tatiana shot up, no good. Offensive board in the lane, falling away. Shot off the rim a couple of times, won't go in. And Angelique Downbrit is 5'5" out there. She is playing like a star. Here's a driving shot for the Phoenix, and it's going to be up and good. First point of the ball game for Atchison, Zayana Seymour. The shot on the other end. Nope, but an Atchison foul. The foul is going to be on Atchison, and it will be the first foul for, first foul on Samara Downing. 3:47 to go in the opening half. Free throw here is up. No. One more shot coming. Guys, game coming up after this one, so stick around. And before the second free throw is taken, we're going to have a timeout with Atchison and head coach Nick Reban. Joseph, we're going to take a break. Down to 3:47 to go in the opening half for the ladies' game. It is Highland Park 25, Atchison 12.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, it'll be Highland Park coming to the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for DeAsia Sanders. DeAsia gets a little look at this one here. Takes her time. The 5'6" sophomore shot won't drop. Rebound is going to be tipped out by Atchison and controlled down by Antio Snoddy. Tipped out by Samara. Antio brings it down, swings it over to the right side. Zayana, shot up, no good, rebound, hauled down by Highland Park. Julia Ramsey doing a nice job on the boards. Coming up the floor, there's going to be Angelique. She'll take it down the right side. Rocket down to the corner. The shot from the baseline, a long two, up and no good. Rebound, tipped around, and Atchison's going to be able to save it in. Good effort. Down to the baseline by the Phoenix. Up the floor with it will come AHS. The feed across the lane is going to be stolen back by Highland Park. And we're at 3:10 to go in the opening half. Atchison trailing in the ball game, 25-12. Pass over to the right side, now the baseball pass to the left. Set shot, airborne for three off the front lip of the rim. Rebound on top, a follow-up three off the side of the rim. And this time the board is going to go out of bounds, but was there a foul in the process? I suspect perhaps. I think the official is going to come over here maybe. Here we go. Foul is going to be on Highland Park, Angelique down to Britt. That'll be her second foul of the game. And at 2:59 to go in the first half, we will walk to the other end of the floor. And that is team foul seven. It'll have Atchison and Antiel Snoddy at the free throw line. Antiel coming up for the one and one. Snoddy takes a long look at it here. Antiel, a freshman for the Phoenix. Shot is good. And she will earn the bonus. Now, 25-13. One more shot coming. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this one. Should be a fantastic game. Second free throw rattles around and it is good as well. Tonight's game, when we set up the schedule months ago, we knew there was going to be a couple of good teams. I don't think anybody realized it was going to be the number one team in 4A and the number one team in 5A in the state of Kansas meeting here tonight. But that's what we're going to have. Atchison with one loss, and that was to Highland Park, who has no losses on the year. We'll drive to the other end of the floor, and the Lady Scott layup, Atchison layup is going to be fouled by the Lady Scott. The foul is going to be on to Asia Sanders. It'll be her second. And by my count, I've got 18 fouls on Highland Park, two each on four players, and Presley is at the line. Simpson's first free throw. It is perfect. Presley, two out of three at the free throw line this evening. One more shot coming her way right here. Presley, the junior for Atchison, puts this one up and right in there as well. It's 25-16. Atchison back to within single digits, and we've got 2.5 to go in the half. Down forward to basketball, around to the left side, the baseline three, airborne, won't go, rebound to Simpson. Gets it away to Antiel. Sonny starts down the right side, swings it out toward the top, works over to the wing, pass comes out, and she gets fouled, and we're going to have another Atchison one and one. Antiel will be coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Tatiana Broyles. Three fouls now for Tatiana Broyles. And for Highland Park, we have not seen head coach Rob Brown go to the bench really tonight to any great extent. We'll see if this will induce him to do that. The free throw is good. And Teal will again earn the bonus. And now for Atchison, it's going to be two shots for the balance of the opening half. 2:21 to go in the half. That was Highland Park team down 9. Second free throw. Got it, 2. 6 in a row at the free throw line for Antio Snoddy. 25-18, and Atchison at the stripe has gotten their way back into this game. Here's a runner at the baseline left. Up too strong. Rebound. Atchison. Snoddy bringing up the basketball. Outlet right side. Presley puts on a move. Goes to the baseline, and they're going to say she putting on that move, palmed over the basketball, and Phoenix will turn it over. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Fisher's going to indicate to the Scots it's going to be put in play over here on the near side, right in front of the Highland Park bench. Here's a long baseball pass to the other end of the floor. The feed into the middle is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here comes Atchison. Great steal by Atchison. Taylor Howard. Feed over to Snoddy. Long cross court pass to the left side. Boulder just shot for 3. Nope. Offensive rebound, Atchison. The feed to the free throw line. The 15-foot jumper not going to go. Rebound tipped out. Atchison's going to rescue it. And the official is going to stop the game. Concerned about a Highland player who had taken a tumble to the floor. But she climbs to her feet and gets herself all okay. Seems like she's doing fine. Highland is going to take this opportunity to make a couple of substitutions. I'm going to take this opportunity to remind our good listeners, Joseph, that it's high school basketball tonight on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison. How about that? Minute and a half to go in the half. 3-point shot. No. Rebound. Cleared away by Highland. Highland Park coming up with it, and it's going to be Janae Jones. Drives it to the other end of the floor. And as she comes to the other end, couldn't quite get the brakes on in time. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Atchison from deep in the backcourt. Walking the ball up the floor, it's Presley. Simpson, first to the right, then to the left. Back right again. Her pass is going to be well anticipated, stolen away. Outlet down the floor. On the court, one-time shot, up, missed. Rebounding it down, it's going to be the Phoenix. Atchison coming up with the basketball, getting double-teamed in the backcourt. Getting it up the floor, little trip, little slip, no foul. Atchison will lob it right side, the feed into the lane, the shot rejected underneath by Ramsey. Here comes Highland Park. We're inside a minute to go in the first half. The drive at the baseline, the feed across the lane, stolen by Atchison. Lots of turnovers right now, 25-18. Phoenix trailing Highland Park. 40 seconds to go in the half. Presley Simpson thought about the 3, doesn't, goes baseline left, jumper from there, not going to go in. Rebound to Highland Park. Ramsey comes down with a bounce. Come on, and Atchison in an attempt to steal it back. It'll be the second foul of the game by Antio Snoddy. For the Phoenix, it'll be team foul 6. Atchison's going to get Zayana Seymour back into the game. They're going to get Antio out. They just don't want to see her pick up a third foul here in the last half a minute of the half. It's going to be De'Asia Sanders. Goes to the free throw line to Ramsey. Back off on top, down Britt, dumps it over to the left side. De'Asia, baseline shot, at the 3. De'Asia Sanders hits the 3. It's down 28-18, 10 seconds to go in the half. The feet to the baseline right, the drive into the lane, the shot up and deflected. Rebound tipped around, it's on the floor, and Atchison will come up with it. And hold on, we're going to get a jump ball called with 2 seconds left. Atchison is probably okay with that. That's going to get them the ball to begin the second half. And the Scots are going to have to go the length of the court with 2 seconds before intermission. They'll bring it in play across the timeline. The turn, long shot. Oh, that was pretty good. Didn't go in, but that was a nice-looking shot. And it is halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. In Topeka, Kansas, it is Highland Park, 28. Atchison 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Back with you here in Topeka, Kansas, halftime of the ladies' game. Highland Park in front, 28-18. A quick recap of the scoring for you. For Highland Park, leading the way. I'll tell you what, it's been a great first half for Angelique Gown-Britt. She's had about 8 or 9. And as from the outside, from the inside, Amelia Ramsey's had about the same kind of numbers. And they account for the biggest share of the Highland Park scoring. For the Phoenix and Atchison, 11 points in the opening half for Antio Snoddy. It was Presley Simpson with 5, and the other two belong to Sayana Seymour. Highland Park's really the team with some foul trouble, though, as there already are 3 on Tatiana Broyles, 2 apiece on both Gown-Britt sisters, and 2 also on De'Asia Sanders. For Atchison, Antio Snoddy has 2, no one else with that many. Again, the guys' game coming up. Pitting number 1 in Class 5A and number 1 in Class 4A in the state of Kansas here tonight should be absolutely fantastic. They're warming up right now. We'll have that one next. But before that, we'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game live right now, though, with the intermission score. Highland Park 28, Atchison 18. Back we'll go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here as we're bringing you high school basketball from Topeka Highland. Atchison High is on the road. We're in the halftime of the girls' game. Thank you for joining us again. It is a little bit early. They did have an early start. We will be returning to the girls' game and Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and try to find some good scores for you. Most of the other games have just started or within the first 3 or 4 minutes of the first quarter. So we're going to go ahead and play a few spots, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Before we take a look at the scores, I'm going to go ahead and give you the upcoming Care Country sports schedule. Taking a look at it, Wednesday, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at Valley Falls. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, national, and regional sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Atchison High versus Labette City. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. It's Labette County, I'm sorry, Labette County. Join us at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys' game should take about 8 p.m. I'm sorry. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as we've got the Ravens at Culver. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court around 4 p.m. Again, all the high school basketball games have a 6 p.m. start for the girls' games. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back with the local scores. I've let them actually build up for a moment, and they should be almost nearing the halfway part of the first quarter.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the local area in the Horton, Jefferson High School, Jackson Heights Cobras game. The Horton Chargers are sitting at 2 points to the Jackson Heights Cobra Ladies 13 with 3 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. In the first, about midway through, the Caws and Blue Jays are currently all knotted up as Perry LeCompton and Sabetha are both sitting at 7 points. And in this game, we've got Topeka Highland sitting at 28 points with Atchison High School Ladies sitting at 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 31. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, snow likely. Lows dip down to about 17. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 47.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Today we have received 0.34 inches of rain. The relative humidity is sitting at 81%. Barometric pressure is currently holding steady at 29.25 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature out there is 43 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back to Topeka, Kansas, as the Atchison High Phoenix girls team just getting started in the second half. Tamara Downing hit a little layup, and it is 28-20. Ladies got in front. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing, engineering, running the news, weather, sports, doing the halftime stuff, making it all happen in the studio. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couts with your courtside. And as we return, we're going to have a foul called. And it's going to be on Zamara. So Zamara Downing will have her second foul. Atchison will have its second foul of the second half. And coming to the line for Highland Park is Tatiana Broyles. Free throw will not go in. Broyles with 2 points in the first half. Will miss her first free throw opportunity of the evening. Still a 28-20 lead. A minute into the second half. Highland Park here at home in front. Second free throw. It is airborne. It will also not go in. Rebounding it is going to be Presley. Simpson into the forecourt with the left hand dribble, loses it, goes back, retrieves the basketball, holds up dribble, looking for some help, kicks it over to the left block, back and in, skip shot right side, off the window, it's going to be rolling out, no good, and coming up with a basketball, it's going to be Highland Park. Angelique Gownbrit will bring it down the left side, kick it over to Sanders, and as she tries to get a shot away, an Atchison player slips, loses her footing a little bit, and will commit a foul. And it's going to be a quick second foul of the half. By Boldridge. And Ariana will have foul number two, Atchison's third foul. And now Atchison will steal the inbound. Drive to the left side. It's up and good. Until Snotty has 13. 28-22. Atchison was down double figures for a good part of the second quarter. They're back to within six. And come up with a rebound on a missed shot. And again, it's going to be Presley into the forecourt with a basketball. Comes out on top to Ariana. Boldridge will have it knocked out of her hand. She'll go into the backcourt to retrieve the basketball. Kicks it over to Presley into the forecourt and Teal. She'll work her way to the right side, change directions, go into the lane, put up a runner. No, but we'll have a Lady Scott foul. It will be a big one. And by big one, not just because it's the first foul of the second half. That's not such a big deal. But it is the fourth foul on Tatiana Broyles. So will Tatiana stay in the game? She will not. Picking up that fourth foul, less than 2 minutes into the second half. Atchison with the ball, right side, Presley, hook shot off the window, but no good. Rebound followed up, no, and we're going to have a Scott's foul. Looking a little frustrated with that call, Amelia Ramsey is going to be credited with the foul. Ramsey will pick up the foul, and it will be team foul two of the second half for Highland Park. It is the first foul of the ballgame for Amelia Ramsey. Atchison's at the line. The shot is good. And should Atchison be able to come back in this game, I will tell you clearly, it is their shooting at the free throw line that has been the catalyst. Now 28-23, second free throw is up, rolls, and then they're going to say wave it away because getting into the lane a little too quickly. Well, Fry Atchison will negate that free throw. It is a 28-23 game. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Highland Park still looking for its first point of the second half. The pass down to the right baseline is going to be slapped away by Ariana Boldridge. Lady Scots are going to have it in, putting it in from the baseline right at the end of their bench. Deja Sanders will bring it in. Kicks it off on top to Janae Jones. Hands it over very quickly. Angelique, she'll dump it down to the baseline. They'll rotate it back out to the wing. Back into the lane again. And the shot is going to be up and good. If Amelia Ramsey is allowed to stay in the lane for extended periods like she was on that particular possession, she could get out. Atchison drives down. Snotty kicks it left. The baseline three won't fall. Atchison rebound. The feed into the lane. The ball's going to be slapped away. And with that slap, the Scots pick up another foul. It is going to be on Janae Jones. Janae picking up her first foul of the ball game. Scots are going to take Sienna Gown-Britt out and into the lineup. For my observation, maybe for the first time tonight, it's going to be Neva Atkins. Here's a shot for Atchison from the outside. Won't go. Rebounding it down, Amelia Ramsey. And then on that board, we will have an Atchison foul. Samara Downing collects her third. We are seeing a lot of fouls called in the early going of the second half in this girls' high school game here in Topeka, Kansas. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is a 30-23 lead for the Lady Scots. Highland Park down floor with it. And as they come back out on top, Coach Brown says, you know what, I got some things I want to talk with you about. And Highland Park is going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. It occurs here at 4:57 to go in the third quarter. It is Lady Scots 30, Atchison 23.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Back with you, 2-23 lead. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Atchison up off the window and good. Nice shot by Atchison high off the backboard. Ziana Seymour makes it 32-25. Now Lady Scots over to the left side. Again, they'll feed underneath, and this time with the perfect interior position, Ariana Boldridge tries to come from behind to block the shot, but in all honesty, Amelia Ramsey's just way too tall for her to have been able to reach over and get a good, clean hand on that ball. It'll be the third foul for Ariana. All three of her fouls have come here in the second half. And Ramsey back at the line where she's one of two tonight, hits that one. She's having a good third quarter. That is her fifth third quarter point. She's got a dozen in the game now. Highland Park is going to bring Sienna Gown-Britt back into the game. One more shot coming here for Amelia Ramsey. Amelia, the 6-foot sophomore. She'll hit them both. It is 34-25. Atchison trailing by 9. Presley Simpson will drive down the floor, and as she goes into the lane, she is going to be fouled by Janae Jones. And again, this third quarter has been punctuated by a lot of fouls called. Atchison brings it in quickly to the left side. They'll dish it back. Presley goes 3, too strong, and rebound underneath the rim behind the park. Tiana Gallen-Brent comes up with a basketball, bringing it up the court herself, works her way over to the left side. We're at the midpoint of the third quarter. Way out on top it comes. Now they'll dump it over to the left edge. That's going to be Angelique. She'll put up a runner and hit it. Angelique Gallen-Brent is smooth. That is her 13th point of the game. 36-25. Been a big third quarter for Highland Park. Here's a feed to the right side. Beautiful pass, and the layup is going to be up and good. Got to give a lot of credit on that play. The bucket to Antio. A great assist to Presley Simpson. 36-27. And now a travel for the Lady Scots. Atchison will be bringing it back up the floor. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. A lot of anticipation for the guys' matchup. We'll have that next. Out on top, Presley. It's a three. Hits the back, won't go. Rebound tracked down, but lost out of bounds. Atchison with a great effort at trying to run that thing down. Just couldn't collect it before it got out of play. Back up with it will come the Lady Scots. Walking it up the floor is the 5'5 junior guard, Angelique Gallen-Brent. Angelique will swing it over to the left wing. Now down to the baseline left to the free throw line. They'll kick it over to the right side. Angelique goes into the lane behind the back pass. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And then the shot is going to be up and good. The bucket by Neva Atkins, and we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Taking a break here with Coach Reban. And 3:05 to go in the third quarter. It is Highland Park 38, Atchison 27.
Our Care Radio Valentine's Sweetheart Giveaway is all wrapped up. Congratulations to our winner, Gary Fowler of Nortonville. Gary scores the following prizes from our great sponsors. From Subiaco Wine Bar, alcohol-free wine. From AFA Advisors, LLC, a wonderful coffee gift basket. From Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville, a $20 gift certificate. From Snap Fitness, 10 free tans. And from Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, a Cupid cake. Stay tuned for details on our next big giveaway. It's coming soon.
Three minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. It is a 38-27 lead for the home team, Highland Park. Welcome back, everybody. Meadowlark League high school basketball this evening on Care Radio. And out of the court for Atchison, I've got Taira Howard, and we've got Presley Simpson out there. Atchison also has Zayana Seymour on the floor. On the right side, Ariana Boldridge. And rounding it out for Atchison is Antio Snoddy. Now Atchison's going to turn it over. Back up comes Hannah Park. Running shot off the window. That's a pretty play. To Asia Sanders has five. And it's 40-27 at 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Atchison coming down the court, quickly going three, and it's off the mark wide to the left side. Up the court. Outlet pass. DeAsia goes in, up, gets fouled. They're going to call a block. And it will be on Presley Simpson. That'll be Atchison's sixth second half of foul. Highland Park will be coming to the bench during the dead ball. It'll be Lena coming into the game. The free throw is for coming up for DeAsia Sanders. She's 0 for 2 at the line tonight, but has 5 points. This free throw, short. Lena Hieronymus coming into the game, a 5'10" sophomore. Second free throw, perfect. So DeAsia will hit her second free throw, pushing the score now to a 41-27. Atchison having trouble getting any points on the board here in the second half. Here's a running shot by Presley Simpson, and she gets fouled. And the fouls are coming now 5 to 8 to 12 seconds apart. This one is going to be on Highland Park, Sienna Gallen-Britt. It'll be her third. It is the fifth foul of the second half by Highland Park. Atchison has committed 6 second-half fouls, and we've still got 2:20 court. Lots of free throws staring us in the face as this game winds down. what had been a relatively early start may not carry over to the guys' game. Presley sends up the second one, and it will not go in either. And the rebound cleared away by Hyla Park and Amelia Ramsey. Up over to basketball. Here come the Lady Scott to the baseline. Angelique shot up, no. Rebound pulled down in the middle. The dish back on top. The step up three. No. Rebound underneath. The follow. No. The rebound to Atchison. Here comes Antiel. Antiel is at 15 points in the game now. She will drive into the middle, and she got checked as she drove by Angelique. And Gallen Britt will have her third foul tonight. So that will be three on Angelique Gallen Britt. Team fouls are even now at six apiece on these two clubs. So we're going to be shooting free throws for the rest of the game on pretty much every foul. That's just maybe a player control foul of some sort. Atchison will take it around to the right side, feed it to the free throw line, dish it back over to the left. From the wing, the three is in and out. Nope. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be Hyman Park controlling it down. Lena coming up with the basketball. Here come the Scots. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Guys' teams headed for the locker room. Back out on top of it, Hyman Park. De'Asia Sanders lobs it off between the circles to Amelia. Ramsey dishes it over to the left side to Angelique. She'll dribble it back up toward the top. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. The pass in the middle is going to be batted away. Antio knocks it free. Up the court. On the floor. Up and in. Antio Snoddy. 41-29. We've got a minute to play here in the third. Scott's up the floor. Down the right side to Asia. Stops in front of her team bench. Comes out on top. Angelique. The pass in the middle. Bondi's on the floor. The shot's up. Won't go. The offensive rebound is put back in. Ramsey with two more. 43-29. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Atchison now trailing by 14. Presley, baseline, shot up. No, but she traveled with it. It'll be put in play by the Lady Scots from deep in the backcourt. Atchison's going to press on the inbound. Scots are looking in. Skip pass over to the near side. It's nearly lost out of bounds on the inbound play, but it's going to get rescued, and Ramsey will bring it up the floor herself. The five brings the ball into the forecourt, goes to Angelique, puts up a runner that does not go in. The follow shot by Lena does not go in, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Atchison. It'll be Scott basketball at their end. 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. Angelique putting it in play, letting everybody move. Finds her person, brings it in, out on top, Amelia. Over to the right side, Janae Jones. And they'll dish it back over to the left to Asia. 18 seconds. Here's a three for Asia. No, the long rebound. Atchison will sweep it down. Fajai comes up with a basketball. Here comes Atchison. 5 seconds on the clock, and as the shot goes up, a foul is committed. It will be three free throws coming up for Atchison. And this foul is going to be the third by Highland Park's Janae Jones. Stepping to the line for the Phoenix will be Antio. Antio Snoddy, the freshman. Left-handed free throw shooter hits the first. She's going to have two more. The PA guys trying to describe it live on the floor. Second one is good. And now one more coming up for Antiel. He looks very confused by this third free throw. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Antiel, that one does not go down. And the rebound, Atchison has it, tips it. The shot goes up. It's good. The clock never started running. It still says 3 seconds. Give that bucket to Antio, and now we're showing 2 seconds. That whole thing happened with no time elapsing. Are they just going to call it the end of the third? What are we going to do? That's it. three quarters done. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter here in Topeka. It is the Highland Park Lady Scots 43, Atchison 33.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, welcome back to Topeka, Kansas, everybody. Good to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Is this a Tuesday evening, Joseph? Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. We go to the fourth quarter of the girls' game. Highland Park here at home with a double-digit lead, 43-33. Welcome back, Joseph, in the studio. Our producer and engineer, Tom Couch, with you here. Atchison being led by Antille Snoddy with her 21 points for Highland Park, pacing away. Amelia Ramsey with 15 and Angelique Gown-Britt with 13. The ball belongs to the Lady Scots, and we're underway fourth quarter. Asia will have the ball. Kicks it over Tatiana Broyles. Is Highland Park going to slow this thing down? Atchison's in a 2-3 zone. Really, for the first time we've seen this team look like they've slowed it down. We're going to get a blocking foul here on Kressley. And what this does is put Highland Park at the free throw line. And both teams are going to be coming to the free throw line with each foul for the balance of the game. We are just underway here in the fourth quarter. Tatiana Broyles coming to the line. She's out there with four fouls. She has 2 points and is 0 of 2 at the free throw line. It's a 1-plus right here. Front one, yes. And she has collected her third point tonight. Making the score, 43-33. Second shot rattles in. Atchison coming up the floor with it. Now down a dozen. Presley Simpson has it batted away for a moment, able to recover it, and then as she's trapped just across midcourt, she is going to be called for the over and back. And here comes the Lady Scots putting the ball in play. They put the ball in play in the forecourt. 7.5 to go. Always risky to pull your dribble up just literally inches across midcourt. Here's a baseline three for the Scots. Nope. Rebound. Atchison had it. Going to be knocked out of bounds. And it is going to be another foul. And it will be Atchison at the free throw line. So Angelique will have her fourth foul. So for Highland Park, both Angelique Gown-Britt and Tatiana Broyles with four fouls each. And even at that, both of them will remain in the game right now for head coach Robert Brown. Coach Brown says, it's fourth quarter, I'm up a dozen. We'll leave them out there as long as they can go. Here's a free throw. It is up and good by Samara Downing. And she will earn the second shot. Now, Angelique is going to be taken out of the game. Janae Jones in for the Lady Scots. 7:20 to go in the girls' game. One more shot coming up for Atchison sophomore, Samara Downing. And she will drain that one. Perfect. That'll be four for Samara. It is 45-35. And Hyla Park will bring it into the forecourt. Now we're going to stop play for a moment. Yeah, I don't know, we have maybe some debris or something out here that they're going to try to get cleaned up. They're going to stop the play. Now the official is walking to the score table. Now he's walking to talk to Coach Rebant. I think he's just clearing up some a little clerical work with the scorer's table. And, yeah, it looks like that's what it is. Seems like he's got it sorted out. And we're back at it. Nothing happens, no fouls, and it is going to be Scott's basketball. We're about a minute into the fourth quarter. Again, Atchison sticking to the 2-3 zone. The feed will come in the middle. Nice trap of the defense. They'll push it back up on top where the three sets sail. But prior to the three, this is what I was talking about earlier in the game. If they were going to let Amelia Ramsey in that lane that long, she was going to get a ton of points. So that time they did call her for the 3-second violation. But Amelia still has a lot of points, 15. And there's going to be a warning on the Highland Park coach for having left the coaching box. 6:56 to go in the game. It'll be Hatches of basketball. Again, no foul, nothing, just a warning of the coach. Hey, make sure you're aware of your, where you're supposed to be working. Here's the feed across for Atchison in the left-hand layup. Is going to be up and good. Samara Downing, two more. It's down 45-37. Atchison trying to battle back, and they do have time with 6:40 to play in the game. Baseline runners up and no good. And Phoenix come down with a rebound. It is going to be just stolen away and put up and in by Sienna Gownbrick. Her first point of the game. 47-37. Here comes Atchison. And as Presley has the ball to the forecourt, she gets fouled. The foul is going to be on Deasia Sanders. That'll be her third. Yeah. Atchison again will appear at the free throw line. So the balance of this game, it's just going to take a little bit of time. Free throw, it's up and good. Free throw by Presley Simpson is her sixth point of the game. 47-30 goes all the way across to the left side. There's your travel. Great defense in the backcourt. A little frustration because Deanna, she tried to stop and then was leaning forward and then just pulled that trail foot just a little bit. And Atchison will have the ball back in. Now we're going to see the Lady Scots maybe settling into a zone. Much like the Phoenix, they're going to go to the 2-3 here in the fourth quarter. 6:15 to go in the ball game. Skip pass over to the left side for Atchison. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Sanders. It'll come in play for the Phoenix in front of their bench. They're bringing it into Presley. She's got it deep at the baseline left. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Drives into the left side of the lane. Puts up a short jumper and knocks it in. Presley Simpson has 9. 47-41. And again, Atchison battling back. And Simpson's going to steal the upcourt pass. She'll drive down. Puts it up from 18. Swish. Presley Simpson. Now it's 47-43. It is a four-point game. And Highland Park is taking a timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph, as the Phoenix are mounting a comeback with 5:52 to go in the game. Highland Park 47, Atchison 43.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return, the Lady Scots taking a timeout. They're going to put the ball in play and lob it into the forecourt. Quickly down the left side. They'll run into the lane. The running shot is up and no good. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul by Presley Simpson. For Atchison, a pivotal foul as it'll be Presley's fourth. And having come back into the game for Highland Park, as this has become a four-point game, Coach Rob Brown has got all his starters out there. Angelique Gownbrick coming to the free throw line. She's got four fouls. Tatiana Broyles out there. She's got four fouls. Angelique's free throw will not go in, and Atchison rebounds the miss. Up the floor, Presley all alone lays it up and in. It is a two-point game. 47-45 with 5.5 left. What a comeback by the Phoenix. Over to the right side with it is going to be Highland Park. Deasia Sanders feeds to the baseline. Shot from underneath. It's up. It's good. Plus one. Players dive on the ball, jump on your call, and a possession arrow. It up, drives in, comes off the screen, shoots it off the window, no. Offensive rebound underneath. Hatch is going to bring it out to Antio. Snotty dribbles it up and goes all the way out to the center circle. Phoenix going to reset the offense. Antio out on top. Presley, little head fake, and they're going to call her for a travel. 4:42 to play in the game. Coach Reban on his feet, telling his team he wants some press on the inbound. And now the ladies got very confused. Who's inbounding the ball? They've had Potts, the baseline runner. You put it in the hands of Angelique Gown-Bridge. She's a pretty sure shot. Knocks it down. It is 51-45. Now in the middle, the ball batted away, stolen. Here comes Angelique. She gets a nice screen, puts it up. No, they're going to call that screen an offensive foul. It was a foul on the trip down the floor by Janae Jones. And Janae is now the third Highland Park player to collect a fourth foul. Atchison brings it up the floor. The zone defense will pick up at midcourt. 4:10 left in the game. To the free throw line, to the baseline left. Atchison bounces it into the lane, turning the shot, blocked away. Amelia Ramsey with a block, comes up with the ball, and she's going to work it up the floor herself. Now stops, dishes it over to the right side, gets it there to Jones. Jones goes baseline to Asia, shot, block, body contact, and a foul. The foul by Atchison, it is going to be on Ariana, her fourth. So for Atchison, both Presley Simpson and Ariana Bullridge have four fouls. So we've got a combined five players with four fouls each, and yet nobody has fouled out of the game. Highland Park coming to the line. De'Asia Sanders steps up. The shot up, no. De'Asia Sanders, one of five at the free throw line tonight. 3:53 to play in the girls' game. This has become a great finish. Guys' game should be fantastic also. Second shot, yes. 52-45. Highland Park has rolled off five unanswered points. Here's a three for Presley. He doesn't get it. Rebound tipped down, slapped into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up and brought back out on top. That's a very smart play by De'Asia Sanders. She could have driven all the way to the rim and had a very contested shot, but instead she brings it out on top. And now the shot misses. Atchison rebounds it down. I'm surprised that Hyde Park took that shot. We've still got 3:20 to go in the ballgame. Presley brings it down the court, dumps it over to the left side. Going to be Samara Downing with the feet into the lane. The hook shot rolls all the way out. It wouldn't go down. Taira Howard had a great look at it. Looked like that thing was going to go in, but it would not. Here's a shot on the other end. Missing. Bodies all over the floor. No foul called. Hatches it up the floor. Over to the left side. The layup. Good for two. The breakaway bucket by Howard. Her third point of the game, and it's 52-47. And we are inside 3 minutes to go. Plenty of contact down the floor. The shot is up. No good. Hatches and rebounds it down. Here comes Antiel. Lobs it down the floor. On the court one time. That's a double dribble. It gets away just a little bit, and Atchison will turn it over. Lady Scott will bring De'Asia Sanders out of the game, and checking back in for Highland Park, you're going to get Tatiana Broyles. So again, all three players for Highland Park with four fouls. Each, they're all in the game right now. Here they come, right side. Beautiful shot. Runners up and good, Highland Park and Broyles. With that shot, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break at 2:33 to go in the girls' game. The score, Highland Park 54, Atchison 47.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
We're in Topeka. Ashes and I coming up court for the basketball in the ladies' game, but now with 2.5 to go in the ball game, they're back down by 7. They've got a big hill to climb and not a lot of time to do it. Cross-court pass into the baseline. The 3 is up for Presley. Short. Rebound, Atchison. Followed up. Good for 2. Ariana collects her first points of the game. It is 54-49. Now on the other end of the floor, Sanders has it. Loses it. Covered up. Jump ball possession, Highland Park. 2:05 to go. And after having come out of the game at 2:33, less than a half a minute later, Angelique Gown-Britt says, "I'm good enough, coach. Put me back in here." And she is back in the game. The ball comes in. The shot goes up and in, plus 1. It is difficult to stop Amelia Ramsey. The blocking foul is going to be on Howard. She is the third Atchison player to pick up a fourth foul. Now, Howard will come out of the game, and Atchison is going to bring Zayana Seymour back in. We got a chance at a three-point play here for Amelia Ramsey. She missed her free throw a moment ago with the same kind of an opportunity. Her team leads by 7. The free throw makes it 8. It is 57-49. 2 minutes to play. Atchison deep into the left corner. Works it off on top. Back over to the left to go to Presley. She'll start in. Bunny hop shot up deflected. Knocked away again by Amelia Ramsey. Baseball pass up the court. And Angelique will bring it back. Put up a 3. The 3 from the left side is going to be up and good by Tatiana Broyles. Defeat underneath for Atchison. No. And we're going to get a foul. Or turnover, rather. They're going to call a travel by Atchison as the square up. A minute and a half to go. We're getting a timeout? Yes, we are. Highland Park taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. With a minute and a half left in the girls' game. In Highland Park 60, Atchison 49.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A minute 30 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. What a matchup. Pairing the number one team in Kansas in Class 5A and the number one team in Kansas in the Class 4A against one another. Highland Park undefeated. Atchison with 1 loss on the season. That was to Highland Park earlier in the year. Of course, a game you heard on Care Radio. Absolutely you did. Scott's got to bring the ball in play. Ladies into the forecourt. Bring it off on top. Dump it over to the left side. Angelique down to the baseline. The backdoor shot rejected out of bounds by Antio Snoddy. Antio got up to throw that thing out down at the baseline. And for Highland Park, there's no lay back and milk the lead. They are absolutely aggressively putting the ball up. Here's a 3, missing, rebound. Pulled down by Highland Park, and we're going to have an Atchison foul. Our official strolls over here. The foul is going to be on Samara Downing, and she is now the 4th Atchison player to pick up a 4th foul. So for Atchison, Howard, Boldridge, Downing, Simpson, each with 4. For Highland Park, Angelique, Gown-Britt, Tatiana Broyles, Janae Jones, all with 4 fouls each. The free throw, no. Amelia Ramsey, unable to connect on the first of 2, has 1 more shot coming her way. With a minute 17 left in the ladies' game, Amelia Ramsey, big deep breath, big knee bend, shot up good. 61-49. And we've got 75 seconds left. Atchison, up court pass is going to be stolen. Flying on the court is Broyles. Tatiana goes baseline, loses it. Atchison is going to rescue it down to the baseline. And here comes Presley Simpson. She faked out her defender like she's going to throw it down the court. She'll drive it down the floor herself, puts up a running shot, does not go in, but she gets fouled. And for Atchison, an opportunity to score some points with no time elapsing is a good thing. The foul for Hyla Park is going to be the fourth on Sienna Gallenbritt. We've got eight players on the floor with four fouls. Here's Presley. First of two, yeah. Presley Simpson. One more shot coming up here for the junior for the Phoenix. This one is going to be short. Offensive rebound, followed up. No offensive rebound, and now a foul by the Scots. Surely this is going to have somebody fouling out. They've only got a player or two that wouldn't foul out, and there's one of them. It's on Amelia Ramsey. Oh, Amelia's only got a couple of fouls tonight. So still, no one fouls out of the game. And coming to the line for Atchison, Antio Snoddy. Free throw's good. Big deal for Atchison, as Highland Park has not allowed Antio Snoddy to score in the fourth quarter until that free throw. And we're down to 51 seconds left. Antio, 21 points through three quarters, but did not score in the fourth quarter until right there. Second free throw, rims around, no good. Rebound tipped around, it's on the floor. Atchison's going to save it, and we're going to have another foul. A lot of bodies on the floor tonight. This foul is going to be on Tatiana Broyles, and there is your first player to foul out. She's going to foul out at 49 seconds to go. She will end with 8 points tonight. And for Atchison, at the free throw line is Samara Downing. Samara, 6 points, 2 of 2 at the line this evening. The first one won't go. One more shot coming up. It is 61-51, Highland Park with 49 seconds remaining. This one, no. Rebound, Snoddy for Atchison, comes down with it. Starts to drive in, dumps it back. Presley's jumper won't go. Rebound, Highland Park. Up the floor, here's Angelique. She'll drive right, dumps it left, shot is up, and we're going to get a foul and a bucket. And out of bounds, salts it away, probably for Highland Park here tonight. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be the fifth of the night on Ariana. She will foul out with 35 seconds. No, is that her fourth? I got it for five, but if they say four, that's just fine. Free throw, no. Rebound. Pulled down by the Scots. And now they're going to lose it out of bounds. Half a minute to go. The ball goes out of bounds. The players are out there. They seem a little confused by what is happening. I may be a little bit as well. And it's going to come into the Scots right in front of their bench in the middle of Angelique. She'll shoot and score two more. Angelique Gownbrit. Highland Park back on defense. Knocks it away. Angelique will bump it into the backcourt. Driving it down the floor. The shot is up and an offensive foul called. 15 seconds to go. Foul called and did not hear against whom it was called. It is going to be the fifth foul on Janae Jones. So she's going to foul out. They're going to start the clock and then stop it again now at 14. And here we go. Line up court with a basketball. Here comes Atchison. Here's Antio for three. Off the right side. Rebound Highland. 2 seconds, 1 second. That's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Topeka in the girls game. Highland Park 65, Atchison 51, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Remember, FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in Topeka, Kansas, and the ladies' game, Highland Park perseveres 65-51. A recap of the scoring. First of all, for the ladies' Scots, 21 tonight. For Amelia Ramsey, Angelique Downbrit with 17. No one else in double figures. You had Tatiana Broyles with 8, 7-9 for De'Asia Sanders. 4 in the game for Sienna Gellenbrit, Janae Jones 3, and Nava Atkins 2. For the Atchison Phoenix, 22 tonight for Antio Snoddy. Presley Simpson had 14. It drops into Zayana Seymour with 4, Samara Downing with 6, and Tahira Howard with 3. Bank of Atchison playing the game tonight. It's got to be Amelia Ramsey behind the park. Not only 21 points, she was dominant, rebounding in the game, setting screens. Just absolutely a force to be reckoned with at the 5 for the Scots. Guys are out of the court warming up. Don't go far. Second game of the night coming up shortly. It's Atchison and Highland Park here on CAIR Radio. We'll be back with that before long. First game again of the night. Highland Park over the Atchison Phoenix in the girls' game. We're kicking it back to Joseph and the CAIR Sports Studio Boys High School Hoops shortly.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CAIR Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.